All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of clarity and motivation to navigate this crazy world we call life. Today's topic? Something super important, something that impacts every single one of us, mindful communication. Ever feel like your words get lost in translation, or worse, end up causing more harm than good? Yeah, me too. We all have those moments where our emotions run high, and before we know it, boom, a communication disaster. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Mindful communication is like a superpower. It allows us to express ourselves authentically, connect with others on a deeper level, and build stronger relationships. Think of it as upgrading your inner dialogue, becoming more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and how you choose to share them with the world. Sound good? Then buckle up, because we're diving deep into this game changer today. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of mindful communication. 1. Listen up. Seriously. It's not just about waiting for your turn to speak. Active listening means truly paying attention to what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Look into their eyes, nod along, and ask clarifying questions to show you're engaged. Remember, communication is a two-way street, and true understanding comes from actively listening to each other's perspectives. Ever have that moment where someone's telling you something important, but your mind's already racing ahead, formulating your response? Yeah, we've all been there. But when you actively listen, you create space for genuine connection and understanding. It's about being present in the conversation, not just waiting to give your own spiel. 2. Check your emotions at the door, or at least take a moment. We're human. Emotions run high. But reacting impulsively when things get heated? Not so helpful. Before you unleash that fiery response, take a deep breath and pause. Acknowledge how you're feeling. Are you angry, frustrated, hurt? Then, choose your words carefully. Think about what you really want to communicate without resorting to blame or aggression. You know that feeling when you said something in the heat of the moment that you immediately regret? Yeah, let's avoid those situations. Mindful communication means taking a moment to process your emotions before letting them dictate your words. 3. Use I. Statements like, "They're going out of style." Instead of saying, "You always," or "You never," try something like, "I feel hurt when," or "I need you to," poise. This shifts the focus from blaming the other person to expressing your own feelings and needs. It's about owning your experience, which makes communication more honest and less confrontational. 4. Embrace feedback, like a champ. No one gets it right all the time. So, when someone gives you feedback, even if it's not what you want to hear, try to see it as an opportunity for growth. Listen openly, ask clarifying questions, and thank them for their perspective. This shows that you're willing to learn and improve, which strengthens relationships in the long run. 5. Keep it real but kind. Be authentic. Don't be afraid to express your thoughts and feelings genuinely, but remember, kindness goes a long way. Even when disagreeing, aim for respectful language and empathy. You can stand your ground while still being compassionate. Remember, communication is about connection, not conquest. All right, let me give you a real-world example of this in action. Imagine you're planning a weekend getaway with your partner. They suggest going camping, but you'd rather stay at a cozy cabin. Now, instead of saying camping, "Are you kidding? I hate bugs." Which is sure to spark an argument, try something like, "Honey, I appreciate the camping idea, but I'm not really into roughing it." Would you be open to exploring some cabin options instead? See the difference? You're expressing your preference clearly while still being respectful and open to compromise. Remember, folks, mindful communication is a skill that takes time and practice. It's not about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices in how we interact with others. By embracing these key takeaways, you can build stronger relationships, navigate conflicts more effectively, and create a more positive and fulfilling experience for yourself and those around you. So go out there, listen actively, speak kindly, and watch your world transform. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this dopamine decluttering journey going together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.